Hey everyone, and welcome back to The Calm Within. I'm your host, Taylor Reed, and if you're like me, you've probably had a moment or two where someone's words just, ouch. You know that feeling when criticism stings a little too much, and suddenly your inner critic starts playing on repeat. Well, guess what? We're all human. We make mistakes, we stumble, and sometimes we get feedback that feels more like a personal attack than constructive advice. But here's the thing. Criticism doesn't have to derail us. In fact, it can be an incredible opportunity for growth if we approach it with a little self-compassion. That's what we're diving into today, learning how to handle criticism gracefully and turn those ouch moments into aha moments. So, let's get real for a second. Ever felt like the world is constantly watching your every move, judging your choices, and waiting for you to slip up? We've all been there. But what if I told you that you have more power over those critical voices than you think? We can learn to reframe criticism as a chance to learn and grow, rather than letting it define us. Here are 5 key takeaways that can help you navigate the world of criticism with grace and self-compassion. 1. Acknowledge your emotions. First things first, don't try to suppress those feelings. It's okay to feel hurt, angry, or even a little embarrassed when someone criticizes you. Acknowledge those emotions, they're valid. But remember, emotions are like waves, they come and go. Don't let them drown you. 2. Separate the critic from the criticism. Think of it like this. Sometimes people aren't intentionally trying to be mean or hurtful. They might just be expressing their own insecurities or biases. Try to separate the person giving the feedback from the actual message. Focus on the content of what they're saying, rather than letting their tone or delivery dictate your entire response. 3. Seek clarification. If you're unsure about something, don't be afraid to ask for clarification. Say something like, "Can you help me understand what you mean by?" This shows that you're willing to listen and learn, even when it's tough. Remember, communication is a two-way street. 4. Practice self-talk. Ever catch yourself engaging in negative self-talk? You know, those little voice whispers telling you you're not good enough or smart enough. Well, it's time to retrain that inner critic. Replace those negative thoughts with positive affirmations and encouragement. Remind yourself of your strengths, your accomplishments, and the things that make you unique. 5. Focus on growth. See criticism as an opportunity for growth and improvement. Even the toughest feedback can hold valuable insights if we approach it with an open mind. Ask yourself, what can I learn from this? How can I use this information to become a better version of myself? Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're working on a project at work, putting your heart and soul into it. You present your idea to your boss, expecting praise and encouragement, but instead, they offer a barrage of criticism, pointing out every flaw and potential problem. Ouch. That's got to sting, right? But here's where self-compassion comes in. Instead of taking those criticisms personally, you take a deep breath, acknowledge that you might feel a little hurt or discouraged, but then you remind yourself that your boss likely cares about the project and wants it to succeed. You ask for clarification on specific points, showing that you're receptive to feedback and willing to learn. You even see this as an opportunity to improve your presentation skills and gain valuable insights from your boss's experience. So remember, criticism doesn't have to be a roadblock. It can be a stepping stone towards personal growth and self-improvement if we choose to view it through the lens of self-compassion. Embrace those moments as opportunities to learn, grow, and become even stronger versions of yourselves. This week's challenge is simple. Catch yourself when you find yourself engaging in negative self-talk. Instead of letting those critical voices take over, replace them with positive affirmations and remind yourself of your strengths and accomplishments. You got this. Until next time, keep striving for inner peace and remember the calm within is always there waiting for you. See ya.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.